Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of Strange Phenomena, the music of Kate Bush. As always, I am your host, Cecily Link, and this is actually going to be a short little episode to let you guys know that we are still doing the show. Woohoo! Of course, I haven't been doing a show for a while because I have moved. I'm looking around here now. I'm recording this in my new space, and I'm actually using a slightly different microphone, so if my voice sounds a little bit different, that's why. I have a microphone that I use for recording my singing vocals, and I have not set up my podcast mic yet, but that's okay because this mic makes me sound even better, and also it's just easier to set up. So I want to let you guys know that, of course, I am still doing the show. It's been a few months, and I know a lot of it has changed in the world since then. I was reviewing all of the songs that I'm going to get to talk about with you guys for the upcoming season, and also I was listening to the album intro episode that was recorded a very long time ago. November 2019. Yeah, it's been a while. I've had that one in the can for a bit, and I can't wait to start putting that one out. Speaking of putting things out, so I know it's been a couple months since I have put any new episodes on the new feed. So this is the first one in, I guess, about almost 4 months. But like I said, I was moving, and if you've ever moved, you're like, oh, yep. Just kind of consumes your life for a little while. And then you have to kind of wait for things to settle, unpack most of the boxes. I have actually unpacked about 98% of the boxes, which is good for me because usually I'll just shove shit in a corner and just go, you know what? Screw it, I'm going to look at you later. But I'm like, no, I want to unpack this stuff. So I'm recording this here in my new home, in my new surroundings, and it is absolutely awesome. And I just love it. Oh my gosh, I love this new place. Anyway, so the future of the show, we're going to have Sensual World episodes coming out in October of 2020. I was originally going to start putting them out in like April and May, and then one, I had to get ready to move, and two, the world slowly falling apart, and three, just lots of things going on, and I thought, you know what, why don't I wait for me to settle in, and then I can put out the Sensual World episodes to coincide with the 31st anniversary of the album, which was released on October 16th, 1989. So be expecting the album intro episode and all the other Sensual World season episodes to start coming out in October of 2020. So I'm super excited. I'm recording this now in August, early August 2020. So that gives me about 2 months to round people up. I've already got the album intro episode in the can. I've had that in the can for almost a year. And I recorded a discussion of Love and Anger. And of course, there are many other songs to do as well. So I actually have most of the songs accounted for, but I have some that don't have anyone yet. Oh my God! Like, nobody has wanted to sign up for these songs. So these are the following songs that, as of early August 2020, do not have anyone signed up for yet. Oh my God, crazy, right? So if you are a fan of any of these songs, let me know. I will give you the links for where you can contact me on social media and all that other fun stuff, and we'll see about getting you on the show. So these songs do not have anyone for them. I repeat, these songs do not have anyone for them. If you don't hear a song in this list, that means that there's at least one person who has signed up. These are the songs that don't have any fans yet. Between a Man and a Woman, I'm Still Waiting, the instrumental track, The Confrontation, The King is Dead, a song that Kate Bush sang with the band Go West, Sister and Brother, a song sung with Midjour of Ultravox, and a song with Roy Harper called Once. So again, these songs don't have any fans yet. Between a Man and a Woman, I'm Still Waiting, The Confrontation, The King is Dead, Sister and Brother, and Once. So if you are a fan of any of those songs, please hit me up. You can find me on Twitter at StrangeKateCast, on the web at kbcast.linkmedia.com. As always, that's link with an E. You can email me, kbcast@linkmedia.com. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/KateBushPodcast. So many different ways that you can find me. And hopefully someone out there, hey, we need people for these songs. So feel free to come on in. If there's a song that was not on the list, then feel free to message me anyway. And we'll see about getting you on the show. My goal is to only have a maximum of 3 people per episode. Because if it's more than 3 people, like especially like talking extensively about the song, it's really difficult for me to edit it all together. So every song, I just want a maximum of at least 3 people. But as always, though, now I know that before I had a hotline number that you could call and leave a message and have it played on the show. So I actually have to change that number. So the hotline number, and I'm going to have to go back and re-record the bumpers for some of the previous season's episodes so that people don't call the wrong number. If you want to be on the show and you just want to say a couple of things about what this song means to you, why it's one of your favorite Kate Bush songs, you can call this number, 757-349-6369. That's 757-349-6369. So it's not that much different from the previous hotline number, but it's the last 4 digits that count. So that's again 757-349-6369. And if you're calling from outside of the United States, make sure to add a 1 before that. 1-757-349-6369. That's our country code for calling the United States, is putting a 1 in front of it. So I can tell you, I am super excited to get back into the show. You could probably hear it in my voice. Like, honestly, I've been through a lot of stuff the last couple months, and I'm a much happier person, despite the world just being what it is at the moment. I'm a much happier person, and I can't wait to start talking about Kate Bush again, because I can tell you that in the last few months that I've had a lot of changes going on, and I'm sure you all have as well in many ways, that Kate Bush's music has been a real comfort for me. And also, I will say I've moved a little bit closer to the country, and I can tell you that listening to Ariel while driving through cornfields and wheat fields and just open spaces and open skies, I totally get that album now. Not to say that I didn't before, but I've really grown attached to Ariel, and it's just driving with that album and the beautiful big skies and the cornfields, it just makes sense. I just love it. So Kate has been a comfort for me through this very tumultuous time, and I'm sure she has been for you guys. So all that said, still during the show, can't wait to start putting out Sensual World album songs. And if you want to be on the show, you can call the hotline, you can email me, you can DM me on Twitter and also on Facebook. I would love to hear from you guys. Also, it is worth noting that if you are a fan of the show and you would like extra content, because who doesn't want extra content, right? Then you can go over to my Patreon. We have a Patreon. It's at patreon.com/KateBushPodcast. And I am actually putting up a brand new episode on the Patreon page for the Patreon listeners and supporters. So if you would like to get extra content and support the show, again, that's patreon.com/KateBushPodcast. All right. Well, I hope everyone is doing well. I hope everyone is staying safe. And I really look forward to talking with you guys about the Sensual World and more of Kate Bush. I'm just getting super excited just thinking about it. I mean, you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm just so excited to start talking about the Sensual World, because I can tell you the Sensual World, as we'll get to hear in the album intro episode in October, it took a little bit to grow on me. And now I just, like Ariel, I just totally get it now. It's the right place in my life, and I understand where she's coming from. Anyway, you can hit me up at any of those places on Twitter, Facebook, and also on Patreon. And I look forward to talking about the sensual world with you guys. Hope everyone is staying safe, and I will see everybody next time. Bye.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.